We're live.
Monologues are for busters. Welcome to 3P. I'm Joshua Strebel, and Jodcast starts now.
From the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
time. You know what time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
Dread.
For the Dreadcast. Here to talk WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop with community leaders.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
We bring you your favorite SanTan alumnus, Brad Williams and Trey Armada. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dreadcast starts now.
That is right. Dreadcast episode 73. You know what? Monologues are for busses, especially when you've done this three times. It's like where it's an old hat, right? Hat trick. So we got a great show today. We got a pretty special guest that we'll get to in just a minute. Before we get him on the show, Dre, what is up, buddy?
What's up, baby?
I feel like I can't get away from you these days.
Well, you know what? I'll see you in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So it's been, I've seen you more often than not over the last month and a half. It's been good. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm at the Drad Talks here soon. We just actually got back from a company retreat, so we were together for about 4 or 5 days at Dre's, what would you call that, cottage on the hill? I don't know, chateau?
Yeah, it's, well, we call it the Quail's Nest. It's a small place up in Lake Arrowhead, the San Bernardino Mountains, and you got to jump in Project Stank Eye, the Jeep, man.
Project Stank Eye, there's some Big Boss Quail sightings. I did not die. Yeah. I yelled Stank Eye a lot, so it was a pretty fun few days. Got a lot done, though. A little play, a little fun, a lot of work. So let's get into it, man. Go ahead.
Well, forget it. Hey, go ahead and segue in there, master.
I'm freaking segueing it. Let's bring him on. We got the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Josh Strebel. He is the co-organizer of Pressnomics, which just had its number 3. There might be a trend here. He's also one of the founders of Pagely, who is the original WordPress managed host, and they are blowing up. So I'm excited to get into it. Josh, man, welcome back.
Oh, hey, like Michael Jordan, got to go for three.
Three. Oh. So then you'll skip one and then come back for three more, right?
Yeah.
Seven's just showboating, you know what I mean? You got to have that. You got to skip that one and come back.
Thanks for having me again, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, we're excited to get into it. So we just had Pressnomics 3. It feels like a while ago, but it really hasn't been that long. It's only been a few weeks.
Yeah.
And somehow we survived. So we'll get into it. Maybe we'll even talk about a little bit of a golf game we had going on and how somebody got a golf cart stuck. Before we do that, gentlemen, I need to know what you guys are sipping on.
Hey, what you sipping on?
Yeah. Nice. I love the live sound effects. When I don't have to hit a button and something happens, that's awesome. What'd you just crack up over there, Dre? What do you got?
Oh, ain't nothing special. I've actually got a board meeting for the kids' softball league tonight. So sober I am with a Diet Coke. I can't really go and smell like liquor talking to parents. It's not going to work.
Let me tell you about softball.
I think we need to keep a running list of Dre's excuses for not sipping on.
Well, he is West Coast. You're out West too, Josh. So it's a little bit hard to start drinking a 5 or 6.
Yeah.
For most people, I don't have that problem, but Dre does. So I get it. It's early. It's 8 o'clock here, so I'm already partying. But Josh, what do you got over there, man? What are you quenching your thirst with?
Believe it or not, I'm all out of scotch. So we're just doing some Stella.
Stella!
Oh, yeah, good beer.
Good stuff, man. That's good. Well, I will join you with a beer. I actually stopped by the store. This is what I do. I go to the gym, and then I go to the store and buy a bunch of beer. So literally I'm just trying to, like, plateau my health, you know what I mean? So I picked this up. I've never had it before. It's called the Old Leg Humper Robust Porter. I gotta be honest. I bought it solely based off the label and the name. I mean, come on. I'm drinking a leg humper. That's pretty cool. And it's actually pretty good. It's not just a gimmicky name. It's
tastes like balls.
It's it's like dog.
Just dog balls. That's great.
We're 2 minutes in and we're already in the tank. Oh, that's awesome. It's gonna be a great show. Oh man, let's get into it. We got a lot to talk about. There's some stuff going on in the WordPress community, but more importantly, I want to hear about what's been going on with you, Josh. So we had you on. The show, it's been about close to 30 episodes ago, I think. I should probably know that exact number, but I don't, and that's how we roll. So, but it's been a few episodes, so a lot has changed since then. I mean, what's new? What's going on, man? What's new with you?
Oh, well.
Episode 50.
We moved from Phoenix. We live down in Tucson now. That was fun. We moved the week of Christmas, so we got that old house packed up, moved down here, and then had a Christmas tree set up surrounded by cardboard boxes and had Christmas and finished unpacking.
You are a brave man, moving the week of Christmas.
Yeah, well, and then 3 weeks later was Prestonomics, so we're just now, this week, kind of got the last of the boxes put away and are getting settled in. We moved down here to get closer to the family. You know, I got those two little boys, and being close to grandma and the aunts and uncles is nice.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And not only that, obviously on the personal side, but also all along still running a very successful hosting company around WordPress with Pagely.
Yeah, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but...
but you should.
We are just... This is bonkers, man. It's going so good since... About late summer, mid-summer, when we shifted to Amazon and launched our new plans, our top line's just blowing up. We're on track to double revenues. August to March, we're doubling the size of our company. So
that's amazing. I just, Dre pointed out, you were on episode 50, mm-hmm. Which was back July of last year, and I remember we discussed that move from you were with Firehost over to Rackspace, I believe it was. Firehost Amazon. With some of the logistics that went behind that, I mean that alone is a pretty big shift, especially when you're hosting company. I mean, you're that's your platform, right? And you're taking it from one from one company to a completely different company. So now, and I think that just happened or was getting ready to happen. I think it just happened. So now we've had some time, and it obviously must have worked, right?
How did it go?
I mean, how was it received?
It's gone amazing. On two fronts. One, Our infrastructure is obviously better, and our stack's better, and our performance is better, and everything that may judge a hosting company on is better. And then on the other side, though, that's really helped our kind of brand equity in the community. We've been at this a long time. We've had our problems, like everybody else. We've had our fans and our detractors, but kind of making that shift and saying, look, we're taking this seriously again and making a big step here. The community's really followed, and that's been really nice.
So, you said you're looking to double your overall. You say revenue or size of where you were about a year ago. What do you attribute that to? Do you think it was the move? Do you think it's been just kind of iterating your feature set and what you're able to offer? Do you think it's just WordPress growing? A lot of different things. I mean, how are you tracking that kind of growth?
Well, it's two things. A, our VPS tier. The normal signups in that kind of $24 to $149 range, they're up a little bit, but they've pretty much stayed constant. But it's the VPS tier, all the high-end stuff we're doing. We have clients all the way up here at Disney and Motorola that we're doing stuff for. And so all that, the bulk of our revenue growth has all come on that high end, and that's really where we're doubling down and focusing. Not to play my cards too early, but there's probably a good chance, likelihood in the next 6 to 8 months, you won't even see Pagely offer a plan less than $399.
It's a... Wait,
can you step back and repeat that again?
Is that breaking news? I just heard breaking news.
Well, breaking news.
Think how the market's changed. When we started this 6 years ago, we were $14.98. We were three times the going rate at GoDaddy, and we felt like we delivered 10 times the value. So I thought that was a good price. 6 years on, there's, you name it, competitor out there. GoDaddy's come in and just sucked out the bottom of the market. Media Temple's taking the middle of the market. And, the companies are starting to consolidate or fall away, and it's basically stratifying. You got the low end, the middle, and the tier, the top tier. And $1 million in the bank, you can chase the $24 accounts because those, you need a lot of them, and you got to spend a lot in marketing.
Numbers game.
Yeah, if you're a bootstrap company like us, we're doing great, but we don't have Super Bowl revenue money to blow, so we have to go where the margins are and where we can really do a good job and focus, and that's up.
Super Bowl money to blow yet is
what you're saying, right? Yet. Yeah.
It's We're just waiting, man. We're hanging out and waiting. It's a great point, though. I mean, I remember back when I did the SitePoint podcast, we interviewed the founder of a small orange hosting company. And his name's, I forget his name at the minute, but I asked them that because they had very small plans. And it looks like they have larger plans now. But, I mean, they're doing like $5 a month type plans, right? And I'm like, how could you make any money off that type of business? And he said, you know what? It's all numbers game. He's like, if you have 10,000 of those, you can make some money, or 50,000, whatever it is. But he's like, if that $5 a month plan, if they call our support once, we just lost money for that month, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, that's a tough business to be in. Why would you want to do that?
Well, again, when you got a couple commas in the number, you know, GoDaddy's right now, what, $1 a month on a promo?
Yeah, I think their WordPress is, $1 a month.
But they're probably spinning up 2,000 or 3,000 of those per day. And so at the end of that, you know, 8 months from now, a year from now, when they'll start renewing at full price, that's a solid kick of revenue right there, and they can afford to eat it up front.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can't afford to just give it away like that. So sure. We're doing great revenue-wise. We went from a couple million to a couple more million, so we're happy about that, but we still don't have money to just hand our service away for free at pennies.
Sure. I think, you know, I think that's really smart that you guys are kind of looking. I think it's really easy to say, let's try to cater to absolutely everybody. I think that's the easy road to take. And I know you're a guy that doesn't take the easy road. I've known you for a number of years now, and that's not your style, right? You like a challenge. You like to execute on a challenge and really, like, you know, kick its ass. So I think kind of going after those larger tiers, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think it's a tougher place to get into initially, probably. And again, I don't have a hosting company, so literally this is me outside looking in. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Harder space to get in those kind of enterprise level and really large hosting, accounts. But once you're in and you have kind of a proven track record, I'd imagine the growth can be probably fairly steady, I would think.
Oh, yes. We cut our teeth on our normal clients to build up the reputation, the skill set, and the capabilities to then, when an enterprise client comes knocking, they know that we can take care of them. And we're signing up, you know, geez, we've had it like this. Just these last 6 days, we've added another 5% month-over-month revenue. It's just ridiculous at this high end in terms of we're finally at the tipping point where people look at us now as pages where you go for high performance, pages where you go for VPS, pages where you go for Amazon-type scalability. And with that commiserates in a higher dollar per customer.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to start my own hosting service. It's going to be called Mainsley, and you have to have a beard.
You have to have a beard, which is you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you say that. Well, it's funny you say that because I'm kind of going through the Pagely site. You guys just rebranded not too long ago, and I feel like Pagely really has the personality in your company, I think, really comes out, like, in everything you guys do, through your website, through the events, through whatever it is you're doing. And I've always felt that, like, there's a personality there. Like, you know that there's, you know, fun people behind this product. I mean, you got quotes from Ricky Bobby on your website, like, on your main sections. It's awesome. Like, I love sites like that. I love sites that have a personality and let you know that there's, like, humans behind it. You know what I mean? It's not just some faceless company that wants your money and you'll never hear from them. Like, you guys are... Cool. Your face, like you're. I just think it's cool, and I think the site and the rebrand and really represents that.
Well, for better or worse,
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just saying, for better or worse, you know.
True.
Yeah, you know, ultimately that personality and that interaction, that the comedic value builds a level of trust. But how do you balance that with, true conversion and funnel management, right, and optimization? I mean, beyond A/B testing, I mean, sometimes if you get too gimmicky and too funny, that might actually kind of push customers away. Where's that balance lie?
Well, my director of sales is kind of Harvard MBA. He tempers me quite a bit. You guys remember El Pollo Diablo?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I still got original series, baby.
Oh, yeah.
sadly, I was banned from using El Pollo Diablo.
That was like your highest tier hosting package, if those listeners don't know. So if you went to the site, you had your different plans, and like the highest tier, like the contact us tier was like El Pollo Diablo.
Yeah, so he's kind of like, hey, all right, have some fun, but we're talking to Microsoft now. We're talking to Motorola. We're talking to Facebook. You're not talking to Joe Schmo. So let's have some fun, be personable, but let's temper it. And we have A/B tested quite a few things, Dre. Not necessarily the witty one-liners, but we certainly have tested things that we feel are important, like feature sets and the number of testimonials and things like that. Because if you read the site now, it's pretty, I think, middle of the road. There's nothing too gimmicky about it.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. It has a personality, but it does it in a tasteful way. You know, quotes from Ricky Bobby, that stuff's fun, you know?
Yeah.
You know, talking about Leg Humper Porter, maybe not. Maybe not so much fun on your website, right? So there's that's a great point, Dre. There's a thin line there, I think.
I've always been thinking about embedding the Konami code, and then when you enter it, like, it does a page pill effect, and the Pagely kind of website turns away, and then it's just like fucking a heavy metal rock band or something, like, ah, Pagely!
Yeah. It thrashes your whole page.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But Easter eggs are awesome. Any Easter eggs on your site? I gotta ask, because it's always fun when we know.
There is, but I can't tell them.
So there is an Easter egg. Maybe somebody out there can find it and tweet at the Dradcast so we can all see it if you have not. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. That might be fun. I do like that. Let's move on, because we definitely want to talk about Pressnomics. Three of us were all there. Obviously, Josh, you're one of the organizers. You're you started Pressnomics. Dre is, I don't know, your drunken rubber duck that you bounced the ideas off early on or something. That's what I got from the interview. But we've talked about Pressnomics.
Drunken rubber duck. We got a show title.
Dre. <Yeah. laughs> Dre's got that. I fucking hate you look on his face right now.
is drunkenrubberduck.com taken?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I will be after the show. it will be, along with Mangery Duck.
That's what tell the listeners that don't know the story of how, you know, you guys early on. Why don't you quickly fill us in on the history of Press how it came to be.
So real quick, we were at WordCamps. We were like, we should make a conference that's just about the hallway comp, you know, just us kind of WordPress business owners. And so me and Dre talked about it on Skype over a lot of scotch and vodka, and he's like, that's a great idea. And then I finally came around and said, okay, we're doing it. And he said, you go ahead and do that. So he backed out on me.
That sounds great. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah. So you know, I told Sally, guess what? We're doing a conference for the WordPress community, and she talked to me about a week later.
She let you come off the couch a week later.
Yeah, and so we did it, and then we just had number three.
Now you see where this came from, drunken rubber duck. I like it. So. Third event. I think this is, we've talked about a lot past on the show, especially when we've had you on. We've had nothing but great things to say, and nothing has changed. I mean, it's an amazing event. So, I mean, overall, what's the feedback? You've done this three times. I'm sure you've learned a lot. I know some things have changed, and you've kind of iterated over the events and figured out what worked and what didn't. And, you know, by number three, I mean, you kind of really got it locked down. So how was the overall feedback with this latest event from the attendees?
Oh, dude, amazingly, overwhelmingly positive. I didn't hear one negative thing.
Are you patting yourself on your back? I see your hand up there. I thought you were about that.
It was fucking like, right, awesome.
It was all right.
God, I fucking rule. No. So I think the vibe at the first one was a little unsure, and I think a lot of people are waiting for a train wreck. Like, you know, what's going to happen here?
There's definitely some, like, what's going to... Yeah, I know I felt that. I think Dre did, like, you know, because it hadn't happened before. It's kind of like, all right, well, let's see what plays out. There's a lot of cool people going. Why not?
Yeah, and then I think the second one, you have the sophomore slump. You're kind of like, oh, how do you live up to the first one? And then we changed venues, and so that was a little interesting. And the feedback was still great, but I personally feel like, in terms of vibe, the second one was a slight... downstep from the first one, but it was still a great event. And I think the third one here, it was locked in. Everybody came ready to rock and have fun and kind of sold themselves on it. And you guys were there. You guys saw it. And it just went off like clockwork. It was really easy to plan this time around because we were using the same venue and vendors. And so we actually enjoyed ourselves quite a bit and had a good time.
That's important as an organizer. Yeah, it's it was a great event. I think what was really interesting for me, because I went to number one and I wasn't able to make number two, but I went to three. So I've been to one and three. And having skipped two, what was really interesting to me, Prestonomics number one, I knew a majority of the people there. Like, I knew them from other events or from online. Like, I knew them. For Prestonomics 3, I would say I probably do less than half, which I thought was really cool because it was like, and not to say the people I didn't know had no business being there. They absolutely did. But it was just people in the WordPress space that I hadn't actually met. And I didn't know that they were doing, you know, this product or that service, whatever it may be. So I made a lot of really new connections with some really interesting people that are doing some really cool stuff in the WordPress space that, and Prestonomics 1, I did meet some new people, but not nearly as many. You know, it was a lot of people I kind of already knew, and it was just kind of reacquainting and getting more into the business and commercial talks with those people that I already knew. But I thought that was really, that was a big takeaway for me. It's like, I met a lot of new people at this one, and there are still a lot of people I didn't even get to say hi to. But that was a glaring difference for me coming in.
You know, I think that on top of that, a point I want to add is that I don't know that the size of the event seemed much different. It seemed very still personal, warm, roughly the same amount of attendees. But I feel the same thing that Brad did. The audience was a little bit different, and my connections and my network was not – it wasn't all everybody that I knew there. It was certainly a lot of people that I was meeting and had great times talking to. So it was very, very different in terms of the interaction. It was good.
I think that's testament to the changing face of the WordPress community overall. It's growing, and I think some of these guys that maybe have been under a rock busting away are now, you know, they're the next crop of companies coming up, and so they're getting out there and meeting people and showing their face.
And it's, I mean, you know, for a WordPress company, if you have a company or a business around WordPress, whether it's a service or a product, whatever it may be, I mean, it's a fairly inexpensive way to get your product in front of some, you know, some big name people. And just in front of some, you know, maybe you have a product that agencies would want to use for their clients. Like, you can hit a lot of people at that event versus bouncing around to various WordCamps and trying to get in front of all these people. I mean, all the top agencies are there. You know, all the top agencies, there's at least one person from each agency there. So if you have something you think an agency would want to use for clients, one spot, you know, one shot, one kill, you get them all. So it's, I mean, it's if you're getting in the space, it's almost like you almost have to include this in your annual budget is like Prestonomics, you know?
That's great. I like that idea.
It's just not that expensive.
Well, that's another question. When are price is going up, because quite frankly,
we gotta stop saying that.
The value's there, man. We start talking about value. There's some conferences that aren't even established yet. They're coming in way higher price points, and not to say that the value's not there yet, but they haven't validated themselves. When I look at Prestonomics, 3-year running, kicking ass, and really facilitating some discussions and some networking that ultimately wouldn't have it. FaceTime with folks that are decision makers in the industry. I think that the value is certainly there. And that's not even talking about the speakers and the cool, you know, networking events that are part of the event. That's just that unconference portion of that and the discussions, the conduit that it creates between people that just otherwise don't have that easy entrance to folks they want to talk to. Why aren't we seeing higher ticket prices?
Well, you got to ask what our motivation is. Is our motivation to make money off of this? No. Our motivation.
I wasn't alluding to that.
Yeah, but no. As for clarification, if we wanted to make money and you know, cash through the bank, yes, I think we could do $500, $600, $800, even $1,000, and people would pay it now that it's a proven thing. But we do it as an altruistic thing. Me and Sally just have fun. We like hosting people and seeing our friends, and it's like a high school party. We have the coolest high school party. Everybody wants to come to our party, right?
Illegal high school.
It is
party.
A pretty cool. but let's make it cooler. Let's step it up a notch. Let's not look towards lining our pockets per se, because that's certainly not the motivation. But what can you do with a little bit more cash when it's in terms of speakers and people that you could bring to the event
Yeah.
They would provide even higher value for the
What were prices for those that maybe don't know?
Like $350 this month, this time.
So yeah, it's funny because I don't even know because I'm just like, just buy a ticket. I'm just not. It's not like I'm just loaded. So, I don't think about that. I'm just like, the value's there. You know, bar none. Just buy the ticket. You know
So to answer Dre's question, we raised $10,000 for charity this year, which was double what we've done, and it went to CureSearch.org, which looks for a cure for cancer for kids. We switched from St. Jude's over a minor issue. We just felt like CureSearch dedicated more of the money to finding a cure versus overhead and administrative costs. But your question on why not raise prices? Well, Pressnomics 4, we have some ideas that maybe...
we raising prices.
You know, well, which will command a higher price.
Sunday.
Because we're considering a destination Pressnomics.
So let's talk about that a bit.
We're getting somewhere. We're getting to the meat of the story.
We're cooking, baby.
Well, let me step back a second before we start talking about destinations, because I think there's some great, cool ideas there. I want to talk more about the donations that have been made over the last 3 years to a couple different organizations. You said you changed it up this year. I'd like to hear a bit more about the history there. Where that kind of started, and how it's progressed and doubled essentially every year in terms of what you've donated.
Yeah, so St. Jude's is a great, great organization. They basically help kids and families facing terminal illness. And thankfully, my kids are healthy. Hopefully, everybody who's listening, kids are healthy. But there's a lot of people out there that aren't so fortunate. And, you know, medical bills are the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States, and why should a kid have to face an early end of life without help? So we chose St. Jude's, and the first year we donated just over $5,000, and that was matched by a couple of our attendees. And then the second year we bumped that up to about $6,600, and then this year we changed organizations to CureSearch, same thing, helping kids with cancer. And we did just over $10,000, and I think we're going to get a match on this one as well, but that's not confirmed.
That's awesome. I mean, how cool. Like an event where people can get so much out of the event alone, but also able to give back to, I mean, you're helping kids. Like, is there anything really better you can do in life than help kids, sick kids? I mean, it's awesome. And you've always been very transparent about it, which I think is cool, too, of what you're doing and where those overages are going, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. You know, we take a little bit to pay the house and take care of some of the time commitments, but everything that we can is left over goes to charity. So
I love it, and you know, it was a definite breakaway. I mean, sorry, and I know you've got another point you talk your destinations, but it was definitely a breakaway from like the foundation, not in the sense of the WordPress foundation, but the foundation that was set towards events that were driven towards WordPress. That community piece, it was certainly a piece that was missing. There was a risk, a big risk or set of risks taken there, and it's turned into something that's used as a foundation to set up new events, I think, right? Like Pressnomics was like the first that has sustained as a really large WordPress-based event away from WordCamps, and now we're starting to see those come about a bit more, and I think that they're going to, in their own right, be successful. But it took a lot of balls, man, to kind of step away from that mold. Let's keep it real. From what that mold was and what the expectations were. And now we're seeing something that's turned into like a really successful event and has helped a lot of people and a lot of businesses, which in turn helps WordPress, right?
Yeah. I think Kareem and Alex King met at Pressnomics 2 to close the crowd favorite VeloMedia deal. And I'm pretty sure in the next few months, we're going to hear about 12 others that crowd favorite bought from this Pressnomics. You know, so yeah, it brings people together, and there was a risk involved, sure, but I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. You know, we decided to do this managed WordPress hosting thing, and then now that got popular, and everybody says, "Duh, of course, that's a given." And so then we decided, well, let's do a WordPress event with not necessarily, officially sanctioned. But let's just do it right and have fun. And now that's becoming the thing, and it's going to grow and be awesome for everybody. So just look over here if you guys need someone to be kind of the tip of the spear.
Yeah, if Josh is doing something new, we should probably just, like, follow his lead and just like start doing the same thing, right? It obviously has worked so far.
Yeah, and I think that we'll see successes based on that. Right? I mean, you know, you lead in the space, and people, you know, innovating in those things, in those areas. I mean, a brand new invention isn't always what you need to do to be successful. Maybe iterate on things that are already in existence that are providing value, but just need a little bit more tweaking. And not to say that Pressnomics need that, but we have seen a lot of events now starting to, you know, spear away from that classic mold. And I give thanks to Pressnomics for that. We have Prestige coming up in a few weeks. I mean, what's your take on these events and where they go? I mean, what's their place in the whole ecosystem?
I think, one, they're needed. Two, more power to them. I think I have no qualms. You remember Trip J tweeted something, and then he got quickly put in his place that, like, no, nobody said anything bad about the other events, and certainly not from us. I think LoopConf is a fucking great idea. Like, a dev-centric, two-day intensive, just geek out and get crazy in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I think PrestigeConf fills a perfect niche in that because they're moving it from location to location and it's streamed and it's a little, I'm not sure the ticket price, but it seems to be more accessible on a regional basis, where maybe sure. Pressnomics is that annual kind of one time a year thing. So everybody's sure. getting their fix in any way they can, and more power to them. I fully support Kiko, and I fully support Ryan, and just kicking ass and making it awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm excited.
It's been
neat to see. Yeah, I feel like you kind of took that leap off the edge of leap of faith that you knew you had a good idea and you knew it was going to work, right? And it did. And now other people are kind of following your footsteps. So you kind of opened that door. Like, you kicked it open, Josh style. Here we are. The door's open. Now everybody's running through like, hell yeah, let's do conferences. So we have a couple, you know, decent ones, Prestige, LoopConf, I think we're going to see in the next year or so. I could see it doubling or tripling very quickly. In a lot of different areas, you know, we're seeing LoopConf, which is geared towards developers. I start seeing more designer-focused conferences, and even getting even more like granular. Like, what about get-togethers that are more focused around, I don't know, like migrations? That's a big
right.
thing that everyone's doing. Like, maybe not the sexiest topic, but it's something, right? It's just a random example, but you see what I mean. Like, even focusing even further and really refining it. I think it's exciting because then you can spend your money and go to these conferences that are really where you're passionate about and where you think you're going to get the best return on your investment, whether it's, you know, selling your product or just learning, you know? So mm-hmm. I think it's awesome. It's exciting times.
It's a sign of a healthy community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned, let's step back now to your destinations. Pressnomics, destinations. That's where we're heading next. Location, geographical changes, the big one of the year. That's something that you're toying with here. Some locational, you know, location changes. What's your thought behind that?
Well, okay, so this is all speculative, but Sally and I are thinking of perhaps Europe. Perhaps taking Pressnomics forward to Europe in the summer of 2016.
Euro trip.
Well, you know, I think the European crowd should get a taste, and I think we should blow it up.
Is that a breaking news? Have you announced that anywhere yet?
No.
Oh shit! Breaking news,
Drake. Because it's an idea we're toying with.
Here's our breaking news sound. Actually, we don't have one, but we're working on getting one. So, car crash off today.
It's just an idea we're kicking around. We thought it'd be fun, but we have some we have some relationships that we need to make first, because we need an organizer on that side of the pond to kind of help us with logistics, and then also we need a trusted host, somebody who can be the face of Pressnomics Europe, but then respect what we've done and host the event, and, you know, maybe invite us in to just say hi and things like that. But we just want to attend, but maybe let somebody else be the boots on the ground.
Are you going to be able to do that?
Well,
because that's tough, man. You're letting go of the keys a little bit, and I can imagine what that's going to be like.
That's not letting go of the keys. He's kicking the damn Jeep into the water. What's going on here, brother?
He's putting it on a boat and saying, see ya.
I think there's some partners that we already have identified that may be able to take it in the trusted, do the thing, and then give it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exciting.
I like the concept.
I love the concept because it is tough if you're, you know, if you're overseas coming to the States or vice versa. It's hard, man. It's expensive. It's long. Sure. If you're gonna go, why would you go for a couple of days? You need to stay for a while and visit the country. You know, I think that's awesome because you're gonna get. I'm sure so many people over there are jealous about the things happening with Pressnomics and Prestige and LoopConf, and that hasn't really caught on over there yet, right? It will. But it hasn't yet because no one's, you know, stepped up to do it. So I think bringing that over there, I think, would be hugely successful.
Well,
I can't see why that would fail.
Think about us American crew. Do we need another excuse to take a vacation along the Mediterranean?
Can we make it like Naples, Italy area? That'd be awesome.
That's so funny you mentioned. I'm sorry.
Bella Napoli, bravissimo.
I take a pizza.
Yeah, Italy's.
I'm in, dude.
I love
Europe, and I try to go to the last few years I've gone to try to go to one WordPress type event, WordCamp overseas, and I bring the wife and we make a trip of it. We do the nerd stuff for a few days, and then we spend a week or two and see the country and see Europe, and it's just always a great time. I'm going to WordCamp London next month. I cannot wait. I've been to London
I got a note I got to bring up here. This is going to be a shameless plug around Dradcast. Oh. WordCamp EU tickets went on sale. And I got to say, it'd be nice to have Dradcast live on stage. So if people are willing to sponsor that, I think that Brad and I might be able to make it over there and do a surprise visit for WordCamp Europe. All right. So we'll readdress that again in Bartrick. My bad.
Back to our regular schedule.
I would love to see the event in Pressnomics extend to Europe. I think that makes total sense. WordPress is well beyond just the United States. The business of WordPress is certainly beyond just the United States. I think it's a wonderful concept, and I think it would be widely embraced.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's just an idea that we're kicking around, and please don't hate me if we don't do it, but it's something we're seriously considering.
Are you? Do you have plans to kind of put a call out there just to get public feedback, just a post and see what people are thinking, or just kind of...
When have I ever done that?
I don't know.
We'll just
should I start this hosting company, people? I'm really curious.
Mangely, brought to you by the Bearded Dragon.
I think you got it right, man. If you find the right people, the right person or people to organize it, I think that's it. You get those right people that you know you can trust, and it will work.
Yeah.
You know it will. So people will go for sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if you get a lot of people from the States that have already been to Prestomics. Like, yep, I'm going.
Yep.
Like, these two guys sitting here.
Well, Just like you said, take the family, make a month out of it, right?
Yeah, why not? Go co-work, man. As long as you got Wi-Fi, we're all good, right? So
that's it.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's pretty awesome. So, best of luck to Prestomics in the future. We'll keep tabs on that. I'm sure we'll have you back for that 4-peat at some point. We can, whether it's maybe if that gets announced or something, we can get you back on here a little bit more about it. But for sure, best of luck with Pagely. Sounds like you guys are doing amazing. And Pressnomics is awesome as always. So
thank you guys.
If you're listening, you haven't been, definitely keep tabs on Pressnomics.com because it is absolutely worth it if you're in the commercial space of WordPress. And with that, we got about, a couple minutes. We could probably talk about some pressing topics. What do you think, Dre?
Let's do it.
Do it.
Word. Pressing. Topics of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, man. I feel like... been hiding under a rock. I guess I've been hiding over it in a Jeep in the mountains at a retreat or something because, man, I felt just a little out of whack here. But news-wise, I think a couple things that we saw and found pretty interesting. One being some info that came out of an interview that Matt Mullenweg did here recently, and it came up some maybe minor comparisons to some competitors to WordPress.com and their spending around and budgets around advertising and marketing and what Automattic spent. So it looks like Squarespace actually last year spent somewhere around $40 million. They had a $40 million budget, and it slipped out at some point from Matt that Automattic spent somewhere around $1 million, most of it around events. Wow, is this something that we're going to continue to see grow? I mean, ultimately, you've got this closed funded competitor to Automattic's WordPress.com, which kind of stemmed from an open source place, is now obviously heavily funded as well in terms of the company Automattic and so on. Are they going to need to up their game there? I mean, level up to really compete with Squarespace's advertising initiatives? I mean, what do you guys think?
This is a tricky one because my gut says yes, right? But I also believe in the idea of if you have a product that's amazing, it kind of sells itself. I'm really on the fence. I think Automatic's going to spend more on marketing. Whether that needs to be done, that's what I don't know. But I would not be surprised if they drop 10 or 20 million in marketing on WordPress.com this year. Would not surprise me.
Yeah, I think at some point, Tiger wants an ROI on their $160 million. And I know we've been saying that about Automatic for years and years, but it may not be WordPress.com. Maybe it's VIP. Maybe it's a different product. Maybe it's Jetpack. I don't know. Advertise Jetpack.
Jetpack Super Bowl commercial. Install this plugin. What?
I think at some point they're gonna drop some money to scale.
I think so too. I mean, I think
well, without Jetpack, I mean, where would WordPress be today? I mean,
5%. Yeah, I don't. It'll be interesting. I think we're going to see some commercials. We're going to start seeing some TV, maybe some radio. Who knows? I think they're going to start. I mean, I just worry that if you're not competing with these different companies that are dropping 40, 50, 60 million, that, Squarespace had a freaking Super Bowl commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we were all sitting there and a WordPress commercial came on and we had no idea it was coming. That'd be pretty freaking amazing, right? Now, I think that's a complete waste of money, but there's a lot better ways you can spend a few million dollars. However, Squarespace is doing it. So it would not surprise me at all. I think we'll have to keep it on it because I'm really curious to see where this ends up. And it's not public information. But if we start seeing WordPress commercials, we know that marketing budget has gone up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it's sheer velocity, right? I mean, you're going to see that taper off a bit from where we're at today. We know that when we look at the 24-25% of the internet, that's a great number that we all throw around. But how much of that is legitimate WordPress.org versus .com and all that fun stuff? What's the velocity of growth really look like there? And what's it looking for Squarespace? I mean, who's putting it in front of a lot of people in a big way and putting the dollars behind it to acquire those customers, right? I think for the sheer sake of velocity around growth in the user base, they're going to have to put some money behind it at some point. If their end goal is to continue growing WordPress.com, right? Like Josh mentioned it. What are the other products looking like there? Mm-hmm. And are those the horse they're going to put it behind? Is it really going to be segmented that way? How are they going to break down those into business entities and where the profit comes into it?
Well, I mean,
so
think about this. So WordPress is, for the past however many years has been going up in terms of usage. At some point, it's not going to go up, right? It's going to go down, and that's going to happen. We all know it. It could be this year, it could be next year, it could be a few years from now, whatever. It's going to go down. So think about if that goes down, is that going to automatically alarm everybody in terms of, hey, it's losing market share? Maybe I need to start looking at alternatives. Maybe I need to start jumping ship. Is that going to – it would be really interesting when that gets announced, when it does go down. Even if it's like 0.5% or 1%, we're going to see a lot of discussion on whether WordPress is losing dominance and someone else is coming in, Squarespace or whoever. And I think Matt will do anything in his absolute power to make sure that – That type of fear and whatever just doesn't happen. And I think throwing some marketing dollars at it may or may not help. Who knows? But that could be one thing he's looking at.
Rest assured, I won't be getting a Squarespace tattoo. That shit ain't happening. Just throwing that out there. So they a lot of the budget was spent on events, and then we found this one interesting. They sponsored Childish Gambino's tour.
that makes sense.
It seemed to fit.
Yeah, he's a big Twitter guy, or WordPress guy.
Yeah, they just published it. Josh, you threw this in the show notes. WordPress.com published their first ever video ad entitled Welcome Home. So that's already kind of happening, right?
Yeah.
Where's it grow from there, right?
Hey, it had music from Childish Gambino.
Man, it all comes full circle.
Well, I think it sounds like maybe they're going to use YouTube, it's cheaper, obviously, to start testing messaging and what works and what people respond to.
I think that's awesome.
So that then when they're ready to spend big, they don't have it blow up in their face with, like, somebody we may know. But they've tested the message and it works, and then they go to market with it.
I like it. I mean, it makes total sense to me.
I think they should have, like, you know, I don't know, half-naked women and what other offensive commercials have we seen recently in years past? Oh, we could talk about kids dying. you know, that always sells stuff. What else? I don't know. Puppies getting left behind. I don't know.
I died.
Am I the only one that thinks I have no idea how to make a commercial, but I could make a pretty damn good Super Bowl commercial compared to half the stuff I'm seeing these days? Like, it's just, yeah. It's terrible. Like, it's just like, what was the point of that? Like, you spent how much money to have that made and then to have it aired? Yo, give me $1,000 and I'll make something 10 times better. I'll be good.
It'll be Brad drinking hump linker or leg humper.
I'll just be sitting there, like, hey, I mean, let's have a real talk for 30 seconds. Let's have a real talk. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Well,
Daisy Doodle.
My dog's getting some airplay back here. She was. So speaking of conferences, we talked a little bit about conferences, right? I guess a little bit, only like half the show. There is actually a conference, the first conference, dedicated to WordPress.com coming. Have you guys heard about this? This is interesting.
Wow.
Part of that marketing campaign, right? It's a...
Maybe this is the start of it. So this is actually going to happen. This is I just actually heard about this, I don't know, 5 minutes before the show, and we were looking up things to talk about like we do. And this is actually going to happen March 28th in Portland. And it looks like they're also going to have one in Phoenix at April 18th. And it's called Press Publish. And you can check it out, presspublish.events. That's a website. I know these new TLDs are throwing me off, but that is a website, presspublish.events. So it's a one-day conference featuring inspiring WordPress bloggers and the people behind WordPress.com. This is interesting. Now, it certainly doesn't appeal to me, and I wouldn't think it probably appeals to any of us, but it definitely has got to appeal to the huge market that is WordPress.com, and I totally get that. You know, we talked about kind of these kind of niche events. Is this? I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on an event focused on .com publishing?
Surprised it hadn't happened yet, I mean, quite frankly. I mean... The size of Woo, you know, I think we would probably be in the right saying that it pales in the comparisons in terms of the followership, the user base that WordPress.com has today. I'm surprised it took this long. I think it's going to be great, and I think they're going to see a lot of folks getting involved worldwide when it gets to that point. But certainly, in short, over these first few events, they should see a good amount of people.
Well, and as the self-appointed king of WordPress in Arizona, I wasn't consulted on this, so I don't.
All right, we'll go with that. Let's do it.
I think this ties back into their marketing. Think about it. They're going to do the WordCamp model, or the WordCamp model, but focus it towards .com, where there's a revenue generation aspect to it. And then, again, though, it feeds the bigger community. The more people on WordPress.com, the more people realize that maybe they want to self-host, and then that helps the theme, the hosting, and everybody else's. So I think it all plays back, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had an easy one-click sign-up in the back of the room for .com.
Word is help you migrate. Come on back to the happiness bar. We'll help you migrate.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think it's pretty neat because obviously you have an event like this, so the focus seems to be on writing, blogging, probably growing your audience, growing your community, which I think is really cool and kind of an area that could easily get overlooked at a WordCamp, because most people go to WordCamps to understand how to build a WordPress site or how to make a design or work with a theme or build a plugin. They don't go there to learn how to write. Now, there are sometimes writing presentations, but it is definitely not it's not commonplace in my opinion. I've seen them, but it's not the norm. This has a whole lineup of like prolific bloggers on WordPress.com that are doing very well, have a lot of traffic, a big audience, write really cool stuff. But it's also mashing them together with these automaticians who are, I mean, there's some pretty smart people on those lists that are going to be there to help those users. You got like Alex Mills and who else we got here? We got Andrea Middleton. I mean, these are smart people. There's I don't know, about 10 or so. Andrew Spittle, Cammy, who works with a lot of WordCamps and stuff. It's pretty neat. I mean, I'm really anxious to hear some feedback after this event, but I think as someone that's really looking to expand their writing chops, this might be what they're looking to go to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good branding play for WordPress overall, too, right?
Yeah. And you're right, I am surprised this has not happened, I guess. So it looks like, you know, they're doing a Portland in March, they're doing a Phoenix in April. my guess is they're kind of testing the market, see how it does. If these do well, I would expect to see this roll out in probably almost every major city.
Well, yeah.
You know, so, at least hit the East Coast a little bit, you know? I would expect it.
I don't know how I got on that mailing list, but I get notices for, like, VIP workshops.
Yes.
I don't know if you see those. So maybe they're just taking the same kind of model of and just applying it to a broader user base with .com.
It could be. Yeah, I don't know in terms of all the logistics that's going to be laid out. I know the VIP workshops are obviously much more expensive, and it's a very focused kind of training event. So it's a lot of, like, hands-on workshops and training of how to work on the VIP platform. I don't know exactly if that's going to be more workshops or more presentations, but either way, it sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. Definitely something to keep an eye on, and, you know, I don't know, maybe Pressnomics is what sparked a little bit of some thoughts about running a WordPress.com event.
Tip of the spear, man.
Some outside of a WordCamp, you know? it's pretty neat. We'll keep an eye on it, but if you're interested, check out, again, it's called presspublish.events, which is the website. And there's an article on WP Tavern, if you're curious. Oh yeah. So here we are. I don't even know what time is it. Oh, yeah, it's time.
Oh, well, we ran through this pretty damn quick, brother.
We did. Let's move on. I want to hear some bar tricks.
Let me show you a bar trick. Dad.
That's Dre at his parent meeting here in a little bit. I'll show you a bar trick.
Well, I'll kick it off again. I like kicking it off. I'm that guy. You know, Brad, you decided to embark on a mission to post 100 or publish 100 posts this year.
I'm already ready.
That's a lofty goal, but it certainly motivated me to kick off my writing, and I committed to doing a post a week. Well, I posted about it on Facebook that I was interested in doing this, and I was wondering if anybody else would want to join in. At this point, I've seen somewhere around 35, 40 posts written in the last week and a half by various people who've joined a group that we put together named the Weekly Post Challenge. So it's actually not just motivated me, but it's motivated other folks to get back into writing more consistently, and we're seeing quite a few people joining in on the fun. So if that's something that interests you and you want to join in and do better at writing more consistently, join us over at the Weekly Post Challenge. And we'll get you moving. We'll critique your posts, and we'll give you some love for doing that. Share each other's posts. It's just a good, healthy way to get more writing done on the interwebs.
I think you did it right, Dre. I feel like 100 is. I'm gonna do it. Is I already committed? Get some nasty feedback. Is that on me or is that? I don't know. I'm gonna do 100, but I think 52 is a much more obtainable. It's a more simplified goal, which I think is more realistic for most people, and it's kind of neat because you've actually inspired some people who used to blog years ago, just like we did, to get back into it, at least for the first few weeks anyway. So it's kind of neat to see some of this content people are pumping out. I really hope everyone sticks with it, and it'll be neat to kind of grow that, because come on, one post a week, you can write one post a week, you know. Me, I gotta write like freaking 9 posts a month, and that's not oh man, I'm already behind, but I'll get there. I might have to write 50 posts in December, but I'll get there.
Hey, listen, well, that's, you know, you can't ask for help, right? You got to do this shit on your own, and tweets don't count. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm 2 for 2. I started it 2 weeks ago, and I've written a post a week, so awesome. Next question, there you go.
Publish button.
Hey, where are you publishing at?
The stipulation here is you can post anywhere. Really, that's your blog or company blog. So my first post I put up on DreMadeIt.com last week, and then I posted today about just kind of an update on my jiu-jitsu journey on DreJitsu.com. So those are probably the primary two that I post, and of course the work blog at WebDevStudios.com.
Okay, so you're at DreMedia now.
And now I have my blog over at strangework.com, which I've dusted off, and I've actually written a couple posts I've had on my mind for a while now. My last post was about my podcasting equipment. So if you want to know what this mic is or what's holding it up here in the air or my camera, I have a post on strangework.com that details it all and even links you over to Amazon if you want to check it out. Fun stuff. It's fun when you hit that publish button, when you actually write a post that you're happy about. So.
For sure.
Gosh, man, what do you got another good one. You got another good group going on. What's your
Okay, so back to Pressnomics. This wasn't even my idea. One of the attendees, Lewis Reingold, or I think his name is, said, why isn't there a Facebook group for Pressnomics? So in the interest of watching a train wreck happen, I said, sure, let's do that. And I set up the group, made him and Chris Lemma admins, and then Chris Lemma went and invited 100 and so people. And basically the requirements are you've had to have attended a Pressnomics. And the first little bit of discussion was about customer service and what tools people use and how you handle fallout with a negative customer experience. And there's already, you know, like 14 pretty good insightful comments on that. And so it's kind of a online mastermind sort of thing for kind of us WordPress businesses. And we'll just, it's an experiment. We'll see how it goes.
Love it.
So it's
I want to be in a group of, I want to be the Pressnomics group for those that have attended every single Pressnomics. That's
I'm out. Sure. I'm out. I can't be in that group.
So Pippin at Pressnomics said, next year, dude, I want to see on my badge like 3-peat or.
That's a cool idea.
Or founder, or
yeah,
awesome.
I need to know Godfather. I need to know where I sit in the hierarchy. Drunken, of awesome.
Drunken rubber duck, right there on the right there on the trace.
I prefer Godfather. Ass.
Now drunken rubber duck's much better.
So it's just it's Facebook/group/Pressnomics.
Awesome.
Cool. That's cool. Cool. So comes down to me. So my bar trick, I'm going to do another shameless plug because my new book's out and, it's actually doing really well. You do two or three editions. I've never done a third edition. I've never done a second edition until I did it. So this is the third edition. I just assumed, if people bought it, why would they keep buying it? But the beautiful thing is that it's open source, so things change pretty rapidly. So this is actually, even if you have the first or second, you should probably look into this book because it's written for 4.1. But check it out, the sales, we sold 1,100 copies in January, which is freaking amazing for a book as niche as this. I mean, it's about WordPress development design. It's an awesome book. It's on Amazon. If you do have it and you enjoy it, I would definitely appreciate a review on Amazon because that certainly goes a long way. If you don't like it, feel free not to leave a review. It's cool. But tell you what, this is what I'll do. So if you're listening and you can send me, if you can find a Paisley Easter egg, and you send it to me, I will autograph this book and mail it to you. Right here. This is yours. But you got to find the Paisley Easter egg, and you cannot ask Josh what it is. Find it. Tweet me. This book is yours. I'll autograph whatever you want on it. So that's my mission. I hope somebody finds it so I can lazy look, bird that Easter egg.
And I'll match you, and I will send you a Drejitsu rash guard. How about that?
Oh, we'll protect your junk if you get
killed. Yeah, I will add the cup I wore in high school football.
Wow, this competition got terrible. So there you go. You
can wear
a couple guards, maybe a book that might actually grow your skill set. But
hey, you know what, Brad? I'm looking over here on the bookcase. I have your first edition that you signed for me in SMX. Remember in
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Blog World. Blog World, right? Well, mm-hmm. Back when it was Blog World or New Media, whatever the hell it was called that year.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Thank you. I really appreciate support, especially when friends buy it. I know they don't buy it just to learn from it. They buy it to support me, so that really means a lot. So I appreciate that.
Well, congrats on the new book, bud.
Thank you. It's out. I'm done. It's exciting.
We've got a couple events coming up, guys. WordCamp Maui this weekend, February 13th through the 14th. I believe there's folks flying out all over the world heading over to the islands as we speak to kick this thing off. That's going to be exciting. So happy Valentine's in Hawaii. Aloha to you all. Following up about a week and a half later, PrestigeConf, actually the 27th through the 28th of February. Our very own Rad and Drad is going to be speaking. I will be in the house as well, so come say hello to Drad, buy us drinks, let's chat a little bit, sounds exciting. Few events coming up, actually, in short, a lot of WordCamps lining up, so if you're interested in finding an event local to you, community-driven, learn a little bit more about WordPress, head over to wordcamp.org. Any events coming up that you guys like to chat about?
NBA All-Star Week.
There you go.
The dunk
contest, good times. Hey, they still got 29 wins, man. A rough couple weeks, but they're hanging in there. They'll be all right. They'll be all right. They're doing it as a team, no major superstar, so you got to give them some love. Josh, it's been awesome to talk to you again. Three-peat, you make the short list there, big guy. Not many people have done it. We can't wait for the next one. Where can folks find you, brother?
Pagey.com, saint-rebel.com, and Twitter, at Strebel.
I love it, man. Thanks again. 73, where are you at, Brad? Where can we find you, big baby?
Twitter, Williams B.A.
And I'm Adre Maida. Sometimes it takes pushing against the grain to stimulate innovation. It takes stepping out of the box and executing to spark creativity. WordPress business is in a serious stage of growth and expansion. Why not bring all the community businesses together every year to network and learn from each other? Quite frankly, why not step out of the community event mold and start the first successful recurring non-WordCamp event? Pressnomics is just that. Josh and Sally Strebel took a risk. They turned an idea into reality, then doubled up and did it again. Then they threw down and three-peated. Now, to me, that's pretty awesome. Way to kick ass, man. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty interested to see how awesome the WordPress business world will be next year. And if the first three Pressnomics are any indicators, Pressnomics 4 will show the ecosystem is in a super healthy place. For the Rad and Drad, I'm the Doctor. Thanks for joining us on episode 73 with none other than the WordPress King of Arizona, Josh Strebel. We're out, baby. Booyah.
Thank you.
Booyah. There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes. Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in. Join Dre and Brad plus some new guest hosts next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast. Yeah.